Sierra Lima Delta, India Romeo Zero ISS, I have you loud and clear on backup channel, over. Ebenita, I arrived to ISS at the end of November last year, so about 5 months ago, and the purpose of my mission is to serve as a crew member of the International Space Station, so I really do a bunch of things that need to be done up here, but the main goal of being on the ISS is to perform science experiments and research in weightlessness. Over. Hello. Interesting question. Well, first of all, I think you need some background in science or engineering or mathematics or medicine, or you can also go in aviation and piloting and maybe become a civilian or a military pilot, maybe even a test pilot. The best thing is if you have, you know, multiple qualifications that really show that you can learn many different things, knowing foreign languages helps, scuba diving, doing sports, and of course keeping healthy and in good shape, and, you know, overall just being a normal person who can get along with other people. Over. Well, during the launch, at first you feel some vibrations. You know, you're sitting on the launch pad, and initially it's kind of quiet, and then the rock starts to come alive, and you start to feel vibrations. And then, the launch happens, you clear the launch pad, you start climbing into the sky, and the acceleration, the G's, become higher and higher, and you feel yourself pushed into the sea. And then after a few minutes, the first stage of the rocket, the acceleration increases, and again you feel pushed into the sea until you finally get to space, and at that point you really become fully weightless for the first time. Over. Aquila, we have three types of emergencies that we consider on ISS that would really be dangerous for us, which are fire, a depressurization, which means that we have a hole and we're losing our air into space, or a leak of ammonia from outside conduits into the ISS, and ammonia is very toxic. First of all, in all of those cases, if the alarm goes off, the vehicle, the ISS, has an auto response. And one of the main things that happens is cuts down all ventilation. We usually have fans running in the station that mix up the atmosphere, but in case of an emergency, a fire, a depressurization, or an ammonia leak, we do not want to mix the atmosphere. So all the fans stop, and it goes immediately very quiet up here. And then, of course, as astronauts, we learn how to respond to those, you know, how to run emergency procedures and respond to those scenarios. Over. Andrea, I think astronauts in general are selected to be people who get along easily with each other. So it is expected that, crews, you can make up a crew with any one of us, and we will learn to get along with each other, to have fun with each other, to enjoy the company of each other, and especially, you know, to work effectively as a team. And, you know, then it's really an expectation. Over. I think you're asking what my experience of weightlessness, how that was at first. And I can tell you, that was a wonderful sensation. It's the sensation of freedom in your body, of liberty, of, you know, being able to occupy all the space, not just the surface like you do on the Earth, but to be on the ceiling, on the walls, to be able to fly. It's a great sensation of freedom in your body. Over. Hello, Marina. This is a beautiful question. And if you ask me, my answer is, that future is actually the present. It has arrived already. Now, you are a citizen of the world. You have your own identity, of course, like we all have, but, you know, our prime and biggest and most important identity is we are human beings, we are citizens of the world. I like to say we are crew members of Spaceship Earth. It's the only spaceship we have to travel through space. It's our planet Earth. And just like crew members here on the International Space Station, we're not passengers. Each one of us has to take responsibility to take care of each other and of our planet. Over. Okay, I think you are asking about activities and strategies to prepare to go to space. And we train for many years to come to the International Space Station. We learn everything about the systems of the space station. We learn about performing spacewalks, about flying the robotic arm. We learn about the stories. We learn takes about, I would say, if you are a first-time flyer like me, about 2 years and a half. Over.